Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on why we have an ocean church, page 136. Taking responsibility for America. Even so, I am so deeply disappointed. At Provincetown this year, the members were reluctant to go out. I had to do all the pulling and pushing to get people out. You are young. You should be exclaiming to me, Father, forget about the high winds. Let's go out. When you know you are going out, you have to work hours ahead of time. Get everything ready. When I come, the engines are out of order. The bait isn't bought, and the hooks aren't the right size. How can you hope to move the world with such a sluggish approach to things? What are you worried about? Your life is taken care of. God has already given you your destiny. You should just be serious about fishing. Someday your wife and children will depend upon your work for their life. Don't you know that? Most of you just look for excuses not to do things. Do you understand exactly how I feel? Do you think that I want you to bring money to me so that I can steal it and take it back to Korea? It's exactly the opposite. I am bringing money from overseas to help you get this project started. The government can't even see that much. They are so blind they want to kick me out of the country. However, I am determined to help you, to help this nation. I would like to have some comfort somewhere, but there is no relief. The government is persecuting me, and that is difficult. However, if you don't fulfill the simple responsibility given you, that's even worse persecution. Go to your campuses and ocean cities. Do it and it will be accomplished. Just give everything that you have and go out. Where were you before I came? Many of you were just like human trash. Were you thinking about America or saving humanity? Were you thinking about the spirit world and eternal life? Were you thinking about the quality of your own life? Did you have any real concern even for yourselves? Did you ever think about the will of God? Far from it. What have you to fear? You are free. You are American citizens. You have the right to work 24 hours a day for the sake of your country. Can they put you in jail for that? They chase after me day and night, but they will not come after you. You are born here, but you cannot feel what I am feeling for this nation. You cannot feel the emergency this nation is in. This is what pains me more than anything else. You have no idea. We have to have a heart-to-heart understanding. I want a firm foundation before I depart from America. Are you tired? That word doesn't exist for us. I should have been tired years and years ago. I am over 60 years of age. I am almost at the age of retirement. And yet, I am going at twice the rate you are. When I first met Mr. Masters, I noticed his hair was completely white and thought he was an old man. I treated him kindly and didn't push him too much. Then I found out he was only 56 and I thought, oh, I should have really pushed him much more. He is only a young man. Why is this man here from Britain? Does he have a separate destiny from you? No. The world is only one world. America is not just by itself. No nation is just by itself. We share whatever happens. However, America will choose her own destiny. I am always thinking about other nations that can fulfill this role if America fails. Sodom and Gomorrah received judgment from God. They were given many chances to decide their own destiny. Finally, Lot and his wife had to leave. God told them not to look back, but the woman did and turned into a pillar of salt. If I leave this country, I will not look back, not even once. Do you want to see the day that I pack up and leave this nation? What stops me from leaving this violent nation? You do. Looking at you living this way of life and giving your absolute heart keeps me here. Many countries are even begging me to come. In South America and Africa, many countries are asking for me to come. Shall I go? Someday I will go. But do you want me to go in a way that abandons America? If you want to succeed in this nation, you have to pay indemnity. That is my way of life. I will never change one iota of it. When God told Abraham to go, he had to leave. Abraham couldn't say, well, what am I going to do about expenses? He had to take off right then and there. I am a serious man. If I have to leave America in that way, I will not return, not even if the State Department realizes something and asks for me to come back. I will have to cut off, and that would be absolute. Now do you understand the importance of Carp and Ocean Church? Master Marine members, do you know how important those boats are? Master Marine members, what kind of heart do you have about your work? Ocean Church, I had expected you to realize some of the great potential of your mission already. All right then, today is the day you receive new direction. You have to remember this day deep within your heart. Your mission is so vital that the survival of America hangs on you. You have to feel this to the bone. There's no other way for this nation. If you participate in this crusade and lift this country up to serve God and mankind, will you be forgotten? Will your grave be left unattended? Do you think this country will think of you someday? I can answer that one clearly. You will become old and tired and want to hide, but the public will search you out and make you serve even further. Can you think about just getting married and taking care of only your own family? I have treated you like royalty. You were men and women without any concern for the world, just at the bottom of life, but I picked you up and glorified you. You have been given an education. I have been lifting up your heart and spirit so that you could lead this nation. What more can I do for you? What more can you expect from me? The survival of this nation, the hope of the free world, is on your shoulders. Just go on for 10 or 20 years. That is all I am asking of you. Then you will see. This nation will be desperate and needing you. You will be able to bring this nation up. Can you feel tired thinking of that? You will be in your prime when you are 40 or 50 years old. That is the prime of life when you still have energy, but also experience and wisdom. Don't just be a dropout. You will see. In 10 or 20 years' time, you will harvest the fruits of all your efforts. I am now fishing for striped bass. This fish is very difficult to catch, and that is why I have pursued it. The whole area talked about me all summer long. While I was fishing, no one could even find any striped bass, but I caught them every day. You have to be like that. People have to respect you for what you can do. I never said a word, but my actions caused everyone to talk all summer long. Be like that. Just have a single-minded goal and work day in and day out for that goal. What kind of man am I? Then what kind of person should you be? I want to train you to be great men and women. Absolutely. In Provincetown and Gloucester, I did most of the work, but when everyone was talking, they didn't say, Reverend Moon did this and that. No, instead they talked about the Moonies taking all the tuna and striped bass. I wanted to be like that, because all my efforts are for you. I want to push you up and up. Look at this little brother here. He just works on the New Hope engine and cuts smelly fish all day. His hands are dirty all the time, and his clothes are smelly. No one even sees him, but if they did, they wouldn't want to be near him. 10 years from now, he can be the mayor of Los Angeles. Why not? Why not? If he takes responsibility and works desperately, he will grow and become a person to whom others give great respect. Just work. Don't talk. Don't look for comfort. People will then notice you, and they will ask you to take care of things beyond your imagination. Look at Bo Hepok. When we first decided to start the Media Providence, he didn't even know what a newspaper was. But now there is the Washington Times, and it will produce far more than its own publication. Who did that? Bo Hepok? No, not at all. He just worked uniting with me and following Heavenly Father completely. Then a miracle could happen. When you make up your mind, you can become somebody. I am that kind of person. I can start any kind of company. What if I came looking for you and wanted you to be the president for that company? I want you to be capable people who can take on any task. That is why I push and train you so hard. This is a true father's love. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Why We Have an Ocean Church. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.